Hi, and welcome to the Writing in Plain Clothes Poetry Cast. My name is Sherry Ryan, and I will be hosting the shindig. Firstly, I want to introduce myself. You may notice that I share web space with the physics podcast, so named the Singularity Podcast, which I recommend to anyone who's interested in the most basic of sciences. Mr. Can hosts that cast, and he touches on many very important aspects of physics, including just how long it takes to chill a beer in the freezer. But to give some background, I recently graduated from the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, go KU, with a Bachelor's of Arts degree in both English Literature and Creative Writing, with an emphasis in poetry. I'll be working on a Master's of Fine Arts degree in poetry next fall at an undetermined location. I'm sure you all know how graduate school hunting goes. My poetry has appeared in various magazines, including or forthcoming in Aesthetica, Ancient Heart Magazine, The Aurora Review, Verse Libre Review, Big Muddy, a journal of the Mississippi River Valley, among others. But on to bigger and better stuff. What I hope to accomplish within the next few months is an entirely original poetry magazine podcast. That is to say, I hope what will be unique about this is that everything within it will be wholly oral. So to make this work, I'd like my listeners to email in their poems in written format or MP3. If you'd like your work showcased through your own voice, obviously not mine. And in each show, I'll include as many poems chosen that will fit in a 15 to 20 minute podcast. But I do want to emphasize that I will take a written, I don't need MP3. I'll accept any type of poetry, but please be aware of the medium, we're audio. Please understand that shorter pieces have more advantage over long ones, just how it goes, have a short attention span, as a general rule, of course. If it's good enough, it can be as long as it needs to be. And eventually, or as soon as I get some web space set up and enough poetry pieces, I'll be able to create an electronic copy to accompany the podcast. However, I will not showcase your work if, after trying to contact you, you, the author, have not responded within a reasonable amount of time. That being said, now onto the important stuff, the rules. Yes, I do accept simultaneous submissions, but I'll try my best to have a response to you within a month. I can't say exactly how long yet it'll be, as this is just the startup, and I don't know what the volume of submissions will be, but I can guarantee it will get them out as soon as I can. After the podcast, all rights revert to the author, but please, if your work is showcased after my podcast, please list Plain Clothes Poetry as the piece's original publication. And although I don't think it should need saying, it always does, don't plagiarize. There's so much good stuff out there that has yet to be written. Don't steal someone else's. And with that, please email me any of your work that you would like to see submitted to Plain Clothes Poetry at poetrycast@gmail.com. But until then, I'll leave you with a few pieces of mine, but again, I'd rather read yours, so email me those submissions. Again, please email Plain Clothes Poetry Podcast at poetrycast@gmail.com. That's poetrycast@gmail.com. The poems coming up are all authored by Sherry Ryan, that would be me, and untitled Earth Moon, The Shower Room, and After Funeral. Please revert any comments or questions concerning any of these works or Plain Clothes Poetry to poetrycast@gmail.com. Earth Moon. At the edge of sea, where the morning purgatory sky meets vexed surf, the sun saran wraps to the horizon in your eyes. You exhale, then invent the night thousands of miles abroad, alongside the crickets, nestled in green mossy growth, cicadas scraping against reality. The shadows of sleep prowl in the eyes of the barn owl after last light and into the edge of dawn. Away, the waves are calm now. The Shower Room. All you have to do is breathe in deeply. That strengthens the lungs. Inhaling is a means of preventing infectious diseases. It's a good method of disinfection. Poland, 1942. The deception worked right up until the last minute. The shower heads hang like open mouths, swinging sinister left, right, left, right, left, and billowing in a creamy, deodorizing steam, transform the concrete a pristine blue opaque. The room is still. After a funeral. It's late tonight when the shadows encroach along the rows of the frozen cemetery. The still dead are aloof when I walk down to see Grandfather, and he's sighing when I ask how he's doing, the wind callous at the back of my neck. He says, "You're freezing, let me warm you." But I laugh and reply, "The dead can't be warmed." He smiles and swathing his coat around me and takes a breath. There's the wind again. And I take the crimson rose clutched in his hand. "I remember," he replies, and I nod cautiously. "When will I see you again?" I ask, and he grins, the pink of his cheeks steadily turning gray. "I'll come over any time," he says. "Any time, my dear, any time. We never sleep around here anymore, you know." Alrighty, folks, that does it for me. Email submissions to poetrycast@gmail.com, and happy poetics!